What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Celebrate Herself podcast. Welcome back. It's Virgo season, and you know that means we are getting our lives together. This is always one of my favorite parts of the year because I feel like, I think especially this year coming out of a retrograde, we just have so many realizations and it really just forces us to get our lives together. That's definitely how I feel, at least. If you don't feel like that, you know, that's fine. But just know this is definitely a season where it will be easier to get your life together. So how have y'all been? I really miss talking to y'all and I feel like finally, you know, we're getting back in the swing of things. That's actually one of the things I want to talk about today. I feel like we're friends catching up, you know? Yeah, I think one of the biggest updates is that Venus retrograde is no longer. So since July, our love lives, maybe money, maybe beauty, just all kind of things in that realm have been a little off, a little halted, maybe a little cloudy. And just this past weekend, Venus finally went direct. So even though we're still in a shadow period, things are starting to look up. It's a good time to reflect. You know, what did you learn over the summer? I think one of the things I really learned, and this is kind of like, not story time, but it's like personal, but then also like, let me teach y'all, let me share with y'all like what worked for me. I truly had the emotional realization, because you know when you can like know something logically, like you can know something to be a fact, but it's not until you really go through it yourself that you're like, oh shit, like I actually feel that. I feel like I had the emotional realization of like what it feels like to put yourself first, because I feel like over the summer I wasn't really strict about having my daily routine, which y'all know I'm very like routine oriented. I was just kind of whatever, like I didn't really give myself a lot of rules or structure, which part of that was somewhat intentional, and then I think the other part of it was just kind of like trying to survive. I was definitely just putting other things ahead of that, and I just started to feel very like off. I feel like everything just got really affected, and I'm actually glad that I experienced that, because now after just a couple weeks of getting back to my routine, being consistent in the gym in the way that I want to be, and kind of just prioritizing myself and things like my bedtime, eating nutritious meals, not drinking, I feel so much better, and better in the sense of just more optimistic and just more clear minded. I think, and this is not to like flex on y'all, it's just like if you have the same personality type as me, you might get it. I think I often take for granted my ability to be consistent with healthy routines and even just like the ability to put myself first. It's very easy for me to get up early, go to the gym first thing, stick to a schedule. With that being said, there's definitely annoying hard things that come with that. Sometimes I need to remind myself, like, let's be a little spontaneous, let's let go of control, let's, you know, let things play out, so it can kind of like veer into that territory. But in general, I feel like it can be a very positive trait. So it wasn't until I felt kind of like what it felt like to not do that for a while that I was like, oh shit, like let me get back on it. And you know, it's the perfect time for that. Virgo season, end of the summer, kind of had to remind myself who I am, and I think that's a really good practice to get into for especially the girlies out there, because often society counts on us feeling insecure or down or just, you know, not our best selves so that we can settle for less. And it's so important to believe in yourself, believe in your worth, and put yourself first in order to get the things that you want, because you're not going to get them by settling and by accepting less than you really want or know that you deserve. So stepping back into your power is so important. This is like so funny and like not, I don't know, it's not like really that deep at all, but sometimes literally just looking through my snap memes or just like old pictures of times where I was having fun or like I thought I looked really hot, like even something like that reminds me like, oh wait, like I'm kind of popping. If you're feeling down or just off or just not your best self, just know you can get back to that. I think it's important to just do it in little actions and little steps every day. And it really comes down to mindfulness. I think that's something I have really been noticing, especially, I mean, in all life, whatever city you're in, whatever phase of life you're in, you know, that's gonna apply. For me, moving to a new place, especially such a fast-paced city, it's kind of like, okay, like, I just kind of want to be down for everything and, like, say yes. And so, for me, it's really been about mindfulness, like, taking a second to check in with myself. Like, do I really want to go out tonight? Do I really want to say yes to this? Or am I actually tired? Like, let me go to sleep. And I think it's also really about the, not to be annoying, but like the energy that you have and that you walk around with, because people really pick up on vibes so much. So if you're walking around and presenting yourself like, okay, like I'm comfortable, I'm confident, I'm, you know, not like an open book, like please come up to me and talk to me, or like, but just like, I am here, I can stand my ground, like I'm confident, people are gonna treat you as that. And then it's also important to remember that, because I don't know about y'all, I think it also has to do with like the male gaze, but I mean, there's times obviously where I'm like, yes, I'm like a poppin' ass little bitch, you know? But for the most part, it's like, I know myself. I don't see myself as like what someone may presume that I am, like walking down the street or something. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just thinking of the gym. Like, if I'm feeling like scared in the gym, it's like, I'm forgetting that these like quote unquote scary bros are literally looking at me like, oh, like she's hot. People take you like at face value with the vibes that you have, if that makes sense. Like, so I guess my point is like, use that to your advantage. Just remind yourself of that. And like, it's not like you can control people's perceptions of you, but when you are confident in yourself and rooted in yourself, then it doesn't really matter what everyone else is thinking or perceiving of you. If I'm comfortable and I'm confident, then why would I care what you think? Because I already have my own approval. So that's all I need. Also, as I've gotten older, I've realized more and more how important it is to have integrity and morals and values. And it's just kind of shocking how many people, how many adults don't have those things. I mean, I think it really comes down to survival. I think I've talked about this before, but it's like the age-old question, like, do you think people are essentially good or essentially evil? And I just really think it comes down to necessity and like survival and like, what do you have to do to survive? And we don't live in a world that like really helps people be their best selves. Shit's hard out here. So with that being said, like, people have to do what they have to do. I've never been like a liar. Like, I never like lied for fun. Therefore, sometimes it surprises me how much people lie, like adults lie, and just the realization that you can't, I don't want to say like you can't trust anyone on like some like annoying like quotes Twitter account, like, you know, but like ultimately that's why you have to put yourself first, babes. It's just like you can't fully really trust anyone. And that's also just life. Like, you could have someone that you like, you fully like trust them, but it's like something could still come up. My point in this is not like me trying to like throw shade at anyone, or like, it's not like I went through something and like, let me speak on this kind of passive aggressively. No, but just like the point being, put yourself first and like believe actions, not words. So, you know, when people like, you know, when you follow someone on social media and they just start like talking a bunch on social media about how like, oh my God, I could never like go out, I'm gonna stop drinking. And it's like always those people that are out the most. Oh my God, I really need to like start eating healthy. I really like, the people who talk the most about it are the ones who are not doing it the most. Prove yourself to yourself first. Don't talk about it. If you want to do something, do it. Talk about it in your journal. Talk about it in your notes app. Talk about it on your voice notes to yourself. Talk about it with like even just a friend. Prove it to yourself. Show yourself that you're worth it by just doing it. And like, easier said than done. That's why people don't do things. You know, things are hard, especially like starting a new habit or trying to get good at something. And especially if you're starting from zero, like in the gym, it's so embarrassing and like horrible to like start doing that, because it's hard. You feel like people are judging you. You're judging yourself. It's like all these emotions come up. Why would I want to do that? Even though I want the end goal, it's like, why would I put myself through those, like that emotional turmoil? Talking about it feels better, because it's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna start tomorrow. Like, I got this. Like, I'm gonna do it later. Because you have that little like hope, and it's like, oh, I see the end result. I see the life that I want. I see the results that I want. But it's like, by just talking about it, I don't have to face the discomfort of, like, actually doing it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So just shut up and just do it. Just do something small, you know? So that also goes for people, relationships, friendships. You can't really trust someone's word. You have to look at their actions and the pattern of their actions. And don't get caught up in the talk, in the words, because talk is cheap, bro. So remember that, though. Talk is cheap to yourself as well. Probably the cheapest. Show yourself that you're worth it. Build yourself up by proving to yourself through your actions that you're worth it. You're worth the goal, you're worth the effort, you're worth the discomfort, you know, because I want what I want and I'm going to get it, me. And yeah, again, I think this time of year is a really good time of year to start because it's Virgo season, it's health oriented, it's goal oriented, it's a grounded energy, it's about health and purity. And we're still in Mercury retrograde for a few days. I think it's until the 10th. So, and there'll be like a little shadow period, but then we'll be over these retrogrades. So right now it's a perfect time to just kind of reflect over this year so far and ask yourself, like, what else do I want? And the thing is, it's like, there's still enough months in the year, even though we're getting towards the end of, like, what the hell? But there's still enough months to achieve shit, you know? And then you kind of have that, like, extra pressure of, like, babe, time is ticking. Like, it's not like we got the whole year. Like, you gotta make shit happen. So, yeah, you're worth it, bro, okay? And things are really hard, but that's why people don't do... people can do hard things. But, yeah, that's why people don't do things. So, you're at an advantage if you're willing to try. Because most people... a lot of people aren't even willing to try. And, again... like, it's not about other people and comparing yourself to other people or even in, like, a way, like, I'm better than them. But just as a reminder, it's, like, everyone goes through that. Someone could be so confident in one area of their life and, like, really struggle in another area. But, like, you're just comparing, like, in the gym. It's, like, oh, my God, I wish I was like that girl. Like, she seems, like, so, she's so fit. She has the body I want. She seems so confident in the gym. But then, like, it's because she's been doing it for a while. And, like, that girl could try something else and, like, feel the exact way you're feeling about this. You know, like, everyone feels that. And, of course, like, social media plays a huge part in just comparison and unrealistic expectations and all of that. But that's why you just stop talking about what you want to do on social media. Just go to real life and do it, babes. Like, the main things essential for survival really make a difference. The things we do, the tips and tricks to calm your nervous system, to feel better, to practice self-care, they really work. So if you've been kind of off your routine lately, maybe you haven't been eating right, you haven't been going to the gym, you haven't been whatever it is you might want to do, you can get back on track and you can feel better. And then even if it's like you're doing everything right and you still feel off, like, you can even do something about that. So just let me, like, instill this hope. You are listening to this for a reason, babe. Like, you were meant to hear this. I don't know. No wonder so many people feel lonely. No wonder why so many people, like, give up on their goals and their dreams and, like, whatever. Because, again, like, our society doesn't really help people out that much. Being their true selves, accepting their true selves, like, chasing their dreams, whatever. Like, so you have that foundation of just, like, trauma. And then you kind of have, like, everything's on you. I think it's a lack of community. So yeah, for the remaining months of this year, but starting especially here in Virgo season, prioritize yourself and prioritize the things that make you feel the best. For me, it's like getting enough sleep, going to the gym, reading. I need to go to the library. Like, every week I've been like, go to the library, because I need to, like, set up my new account. And I just think it happened. So yeah, this is just your little reminder. I know this episode was short. I know y'all missed the longer episodes. Hang with me. Bear with me, please. Let me know topics you want me to talk about next time. And I think once I start, like, getting back in my groove, like, this Virgo season, reading my books and, like, all that, I'm gonna have more things to talk about as well. So thank you so much for bearing with me. Follow the Stellar Way Podcast Instagram if you haven't. And I will talk to you guys next time.
Bye, everyone.